Hello, today is August 28th, 2015. My name is Deborah Schwartz, and I am sitting in a lovely home on Hillside Avenue with Louis Ferrario. Hello, Louis.
Hi.
Thank you very much for sitting down with me today and talking with the Mill Valley Library and the Mill Valley Historical Society about your life here in Mill Valley. I'm going to ask you a few questions,
okay.
And maybe we can discuss a little bit about your time here in Mill Valley and your father who worked on the scenic railway. Would that be good for you?
Sure.
Great. Okay, so first let's just get your full name and your birth date.
So you want Louis, middle initial C, Ferrario. Otherwise it's Louis Codlow Ferrario.
And shall I call you Louis or Louis?
Will they call me Louis? Yeah.
Okay, Louis. And you were born in, I'm looking at your biographical information, you were born in another era, shall we say.
Okay.
Anyway, you've been around for a while.
Yes.
So will you tell me, where were you born?
Point Richmond.
Point Richmond. And where were your parents living at the time that you were born?
They were temporarily in Point Richmond, and then they went right back to Mill Valley.
They already were living in Mill Valley while your mother was pregnant with you?
Yes.
And so basically from your earliest memories, you were here in Mill Valley.
Right.
So, and do you have, tell me a little bit about your parents, where they came from, what their names were.
Okay. My father came from northern Italy, and he worked on the railroad, building it in Mill Valley that went up the mountain. And then he did from Point Richmond to Muir Beach, a gravity car. He did one of those.
From Point Richmond to Muir Woods?
Yeah, Muir Woods or Muir Beach,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother grew up in Mill Valley. She was from northern Italy as a little girl.
What was your mother's name?
Pasqualina.
Her first name?
Pasqualina.
Pasqualina. Mm-hmm. And her maiden name?
I can't think of it.
But she grew up, she was born and raised in Mill Valley?
Yes.
Interesting. Do you remember what her parents did?
No, they were never here. They were, the parents were in Italy, oh. Northern Italy.
So she came to Mill Valley, do you know how old she was when she came?
I think she's probably was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. And your father's name was what, his full name?
Liberato Ferrario.
Say the first name again.
Liberato.
Liberato Ferrario.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That really is an Italian name. And he spoke, did both of your parents speak Italian?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What part of northern Italy do you remember?
Northern Italy.
Do you remember the cities, the region?
Lonato, I think. And see, most of them came down from the Swiss Alps. They settled in northern Italy,
mm-hmm.
But also sometimes if you check them out, they didn't come from Mill Valley. They came from Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of northern Italy were Swedish.
Mm-hmm. Swiss.
Swiss.
Yes. Yes, that's true. So your father, will you tell us a little bit? Oh, wait, before we go on, do you have siblings? You have a sister?
I have one sister left.
Uh-huh.
My mother died early. Two sisters died early. And my father and I both came down with a cold. I took him to the hospital, and he died of a heart attack. And I thought, I just bitched up a storm. But everyone says, Louis, just think, your father never
suffered.
Suffered like your sisters or your mother.
Well, how old was your mother when she died?
Well, she was young.
20s, 30s?
Yeah, she must have been.
Do you remember how old you were when she died?
I guess I was just pretty young.
Mm-hmm. And your sisters, how old were they when they died?
Well, my oldest sister sort of became a mother because she took care of the younger sisters, and she was office man. She was Standard Oil. She had a job mm-hmm. there. But when she came home, she took care of cooking and took care of my older sister who went to Catholic school.
Okay, so I'm a little confused. Your sister, maybe you could tell me which is a sibling that was born first? The name?
Ooh.
No? Okay, so you had altogether three sisters.
Three sisters.
And do you recall the sisters that died, their names?
One was Mary. She lived, Mary became like a mother to us. And even though she worked in the city, she came home and did everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was Mary, and God, I can't even think of the other.
Yes. So I've they. Just, do you remember how young they were when they died? Did they die at the same time or at different times?
Different times, yeah.
Okay.
They had, I think, cancer.
Oh, so did they reach adulthood?
What?
Did they reach adulthood?
Yeah, I think they were adults.
Okay. So your family was four children all in total, of which there are, was it four or five children? Your three sisters and yourself. Four.
Yeah, and my father.
And your father. And there's your sister. You still have one sister alive today.
Only one.
So there's two of you left.
Well, yeah, you could say one sister and me.
Yes.
I was the only brother.
I see.
They were all sisters.
So tell me a little bit about your father and the work he did in Mill Valley, will you? And will you repeat his name again, please?
I don't know whether they called him Louis or Liberato. Yeah. But he worked on the railroad, building the tracks, went up to Mill Valley. He was assistant for building. And then he was a gravy back man going down to Muir Woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that closed up, the city hired him. So he worked to the city until he was old enough to retire, so he retired from the city.
Mm-hmm.
But he worked for the city in maintenance work.
Mm-hmm.
He was very, very clever and knew everything. This house was not like this.
Is this the house you were raised in?
No. I was looking for a place to keep horses, because I had two too far away, and I told the realtor I wanted a place in Sonoma with two houses, one for Papa and me, and then one for this friend of mine that used to live with us,
mm-hmm.
would have a place to live. And I said, okay. And then he said, I'm going to show you a place in Mill Valley. And I said, I don't want to see a place in Mill Valley. He says, just 1 minute. And I said, oh, God, all right. So we came up here, and they were a shack, all fall apart. You couldn't get in the garden or anything. And they were bidding. He said, what do you want to do? I said, I don't care what you do, but let's go. He said, I'm going to bid $15 more. And I said, okay, and then let's go.
What was the bid?
So he bid $15.
No, $15 more than the asking price, or...?
Yeah, that was the price then. Well, there were prices before, you know.
So do you
very small prices.
Do you recall what the total price for this property was? The total?
Right then when he bought it, it was $15.
$15 for this property? And this is your father bought it? So we're sitting on a piece of property, 144 Hillside. I'm looking out the window across to the ridge, Throckmorton Ridge. There are vast views everywhere, and I'm in a stunning
house.
And
this lot almost goes down to the Oakdale.
Uh-huh.
And the lot, we have a gate down at the bottom of this property. So then it was the easiest way you could go out the bottom gate, you'd almost be downtown.
Well,
and we redid the whole
thing. Your father and you redid the whole thing?
Yeah, we had people doing things.
But your father
and I added rooms. I added the bathroom. The kitchen was very, very small. And then there was just a little storeroom. And I ripped that out. And I put in a sunroom, a deck. Everything's been redone.
And so you and your father lived here, and your friend?
Yes.
And when do you recall when your father finally passed away? With that, he had a bad cold, you said?
God, it's been...
Or, and then a heart attack.
Yeah. He was still young, too.
How young?
I think he's been dead for 50 years.
Oh, my. So he would have been in his early 60s, I think, huh?
Is that it?
Well, you're 90 now. He would have been 40 when he died?
Yeah, could have been.
So he probably had you when he was fairly young.
Because my older sister was still working at Standard Oil. And she was sort of raising one of the sisters and take care of my father and me both.
So your father was a handyman and very clever, and he worked with the city. Mm-hmm. And I know from our previous discussions that you just loved him very much.
What?
That you loved him very much.
Oh, God, he was everything for me. I still miss him.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the world in Mill Valley that you lived in with your father and your sisters, if you would. Tell me about what Mill Valley was like for you.
Oh, Mill Valley was so nice. I'd walk downtown. Espasi's used to be just going up when you leave downtown and you go up
Throckmorton?
Throckmorton. Mm-hmm. Espasi's used to be there.
What is Espasi's?
And that's where we all went for milkshakes and ice cream bars and everything else. And right downtown there was a drugstore and another place you could go in and buy stuff like ice cream. And then on the other side where you come in, there was a little divider.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the right-hand side, there was a place for men and women's, separate men's clothing, separate women, ladies' clothing, and the men's is gone, but the ladies' is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And the drugstore is there, too.
Lockwood's, was it? Lockwood's,
yeah,
back then?
Yeah, Lockwood's. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember some of the other names of the stores downtown?
God, okay, I don't. And the depot was beautiful, and they tore it down, put that stupid thing. And they also, the Catholic Church, I was an altar boy all mm-hmm. the time, and my mother sang in the choir, and if there was another altar boy missing, and I had already sold Mass, she'd call me up, I had to go back and serve Mass. And that her church was like a mission. Gorgeous. Stained glass windows, beautiful wood interior. And they built that stupid thing now. And I had a friend that was going to be a priest. He came over and I said, we'll go to church. And he went there and he says, Louis, I'll never go to the church this again. I said, I know too. I don't like it at all. It's terrible. It's just, yeah.
Well, you're an artist. You have an artist's eye. When you think of the Mill Valley you knew as a youth, tell me about the visuals of the town. I mean, how you...
Well, I thought it was very, very nice. And you knew everyone. And you knew everyone that had a store, and they knew you, you know. It was just so nice. Very, and now it's not. No one downtown knows you.
Sounds like you had a real hometown experience.
Yes, yes.
What schools did you attend, you and your sisters?
I went to a Catholic school just temporarily in Sausalito, and I had to take the train to go there. And then I went to Park School, and I went to Tam Junction. I graduated from Tam Junction.
Mm-hmm. Over, you mean Tam High?
Or yeah, Tam High. Oh, and I also went one semester up in the hill in Mill Valley. And the school is no longer there. It was up on the hill.
Oh, you mean up on Summit?
Yeah, Summit School.
The first schoolhouse that we had up on Summit?
I went to school for a year. And then we went down to Old Mill. And I was 51. Was it 51? I did that. No, 21, I think. Oh, I forget. I did the up in my bedroom, there's a thing, the dog eating out of the can.
Yes.
And I got first prize for Marin County and first prize for Mill Valley.
You mean for your artwork?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can take a photo of that.
Yeah. And there was one of my photos. I was a young kid down below at the boat.
Oh. You painted that when you were a child?
Yeah, just a kid.
Well, we're sitting in your lovely living room, and I can see that there's a lot of art around this room that you...
Oh, that's my work. All the ceramic stuff is my... Oh, and that's my lamp base over here, too.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. It's beautiful.
Well, I got a gorgeous studio, and everyone says, why aren't you working there? And I said, no.
Well, for our listeners, for them to understand what you mean, on your property by your parking platform, below the platform is a lovely potter studio.
But there's so much to do now, and I have been doing it.
Yes, but it's there.
But it needs to be worked. And I've got to get people to work. I used to have garden tours.
We'll talk about that after the interview.
Okay.
But so you're describing the schools. Do you remember what year you graduated from high school? Tam High?
Well, when I graduated from Tam High, I had turned 18.
So you would have been 25, 35, 40, around 44 during World War II.
Well, I was only 18
yeah.
when I went in the service.
So you went into the service.
Yes. And then I got into a great big... Oh, I did go up to Westlake. West State. Above Oregon.
Oh, Eugene?
Ooh.
For college, you mean?
No, when I went into the service, they sent me there. And then I went back down to Mill Valley because we had a boat station. And there was a regular vessel which they put me on. And we went up the bay.
So you were in the Navy?
No, it was Army.
Army.
Yes, and we went up to New Guinea.
Uh-huh.
So I got out at New Guinea and joined this group, and we went into New Guinea. And, oh, God, I was just lost. They were so native.
Mm-hmm.
Women were feeding pigs.
You were in Papua New Guinea?
Huh?
Were you in Papua New Guinea?
Yes.
Where the women do breastfeed pigs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're banging on things and everything else. And I think, oh, God, this was awful. But we went all through New Guinea, and I was doing records. I kept records. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to go up to Manila, and like the guy said, that we're going to check everyone that comes up from the land below. I can't think of the name of them. Because a lot of people, he said, will probably go AWOL to come up to here.
Mm-hmm.
So Charles and I went in.
Charles?
Yeah.
Who is Charles?
Yeah, he was just someone that was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
So both he and I went up to New Guinea. I mean, yeah, to Manila.
Mm-hmm. Manila.
Yeah. And we got stopped by the patrol people. And of course, we had just boomed up. We didn't bring anything with us. And we got thrown in prison.
So were you going AWOL?
They thought, no. No, it's just that when we got there, we just wanted to see.
Oh, you went sightseeing?
Yeah, up to see Manila.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so wonderful. But we got thrown in prison. That was the beginning of my prison life.
You surprised me, this story. So how long was your prison life?
Well, I wasn't there too long, and I was went up to Japan. They did a biopsy on me, then they sent me home, and then they sent me up to Washington again, and Washington sent me back down to Marin General.
Were you sick?
Hmm?
Were you ill when you were in prison?
Oh, I was, yeah, terrible.
Well,
I had never been away from home before.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be in prison, which was just wooden floors, wooden walls, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
No toilet paper, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to Washington, and they said, you know, that we can't do anything with him. So they sent me down to Marin General. Not to Marin General, the VA hospital in the city.
Were you a prisoner of war? Who imprisoned you?
It was a mistake, just a mistake.
So the U.S. Army imprisoned you?
Yeah, by mistake.
And you became very ill while you were imprisoned. Were you there a year, less, more?
I was there for a while, yeah. I can't remember offhand now.
And your friend Charles that was with you?
I think he went back to China.
Okay, so basically I'm understanding that you as a small town boy, being raised in a rather idyllic environment, suddenly thrust out into the world, into the craziness, became very ill and eventually made your way home. And at what point were you discharged from the army?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't in there very long.
So you came, anyway, you made your way back home, and here you still are now. And I imagine you were very happy to be home, yes?
Yeah. Well, like going out, I couldn't even go up to my gate.
You were so ill from the...
I just wanted to stay where it was safe.
I see. You stayed home while you recovered from the trauma of your experience.
Yes.
All this a mistake.
Yes. And I've always been not very good in confined areas. I get a little antsy.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
So your father was alive when you came back?
Yes.
Good.
Because he and I were here. And I did most of the ideas of decorating. But he was great at plumbing and electricity and stuff like that. And in the garden, we couldn't even get through for all the crap. And we got rid of all the crap, made all the paths, and we started doing all the paths. Now, all my camellias that are about 8 feet tall, when they are in bloom, it's gorgeous. And my azaleas, too.
So at what point did you begin teaching? You taught in many places art, correct? You were an art teacher.
Yeah, mostly Santa Fe High School. Mm-hmm. And did you ever see that big wooden building? And there's a street, and there's Santa Fe High. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was teaching then, I think, at Terra Linda, and that was a book room in which they were going to get rid of. And I said, if you let me, I'll go to the book room, and I'll turn that into a ceramic room, which would be great. Mm-hmm. And they said, we'll check. And they said, okay, we'll let you do that. So I turned the book room into a ceramic room. And I think I only taught two sessions there. And then I had an offer in San Francisco at the university.
University of San Francisco?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went there. Mm-hmm.
So you taught ceramics, and you were also a painter. And it looks like you've... Is that your carving up there, too? Is that all ceramics?
Most of the top layer. Yeah, the top.
So let's get back to Mill Valley, if you would. Tell me about some of the people you remember in town.
Well, everyone that had stores were so nice. And the people in the drugstore right downtown were real nice. And... The train house used to have a nice little restaurant. It was very nice.
The train house?
Well, now they built a new place.
You mean the depot?
Yeah, the depot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I knew everyone that had a store. They were just all so nice.
Do you remember the Canepa family?
Who?
The Canepa family, Mill Valley Market?
That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the names of any of the bars or the restaurants, the names? No? How about this? Tell me about, is there a couple of people in particular that stand out in your mind that lived in Mill Valley? Chief of police, maybe? Do you remember him?
Yeah. Oh, and McGowan, she was a teacher, and she was a wonderful teacher. Yeah.
Where did she teach?
In Mill Valley. That might have been Park School. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just super, super.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about, do you remember the firemen or the mayor or any?
Well, the firemen all were very nice. Mm-hmm. And they were just, once in a while, go by and we got offer a sandwich, so we had a sandwich with the fire people.
At the fire station, if you were walking past, they might invite you to join them for lunch?
Yeah.
And you were a kid then?
Yeah. Yeah, they were very, very nice.
That's sweet. And I heard the bell ring throughout the day.
What?
I heard that the is this true that the firehouse bell would ring at 5 to tell the children to go home. Do you remember if that happened?
There is sometimes just to let you know that it's what time it.
Oh, they would ring it to let you know the time?
Yeah, I think it was for the time.
Did you hike or ride bikes around? Were you an outdoorsy person?
Oh, we used to all hike. Oh, we'd hike up to the mountain on where the telephone pole was.
Yeah.
That's a quick way to go up the top of the mountain.
The one bike, I think they call that Tamalpa Trail now.
Okay, and we could come down in a half hour.
Yeah. That one's closed. I think the one you're talking about no longer is open. But you could get, so you would hike with your friends up to the mountain?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the tavern at the top of the mountain?
Yeah. And that was a restaurant, too. And Point Reyes had a restaurant also.
Do you remember the fire in 1929?
Oh, yeah, I remember the fire engines where they are now, too.
No, the fire on the mountain where Mill Valley burned so many homes, over 100 homes.
Oh, they burned homes?
Yes, in 1929.
I didn't read that. The only thing I can remember is a little kid, my mother was leaving the house on Blythedale, and I can remember looking and seeing flames. But then I don't remember anything else because I was just a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down to someone's house and they put me up.
And so they took care of you while the fight was going on in Nevada.
I guess, yeah.
Yes, you know, the clock that in the center of town was a gift by the fire department to the city of Mill Valley after that fire. Did you know?
I didn't know that.
No.
I was just a young kid then.
You were a young kid. Do you think the weather was different back then, or is it the same as it is now?
Well, right now I think we had more rain than we're getting now.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember taking the train into Sausalito
The ferry boat to the city? Uh-huh. With my mother, yes. And when they opened the ferry boat, Mary was going across with some girls, and they would not take me.
Oh, you remember your sisters not taking you on the ferry boat?
No, on the bridge.
On the bridge.
When the Golden Gate Bridge opened.
Oh, you mean when the bridge opened in 37, I believe that was. Your sisters went to go see the opening and they wouldn't take you?
Well, yeah, well, they were with other girls. Yeah.
That sounds pretty typical.
Well, Mary was just like a mother also.
Uh-huh.
She was just, couldn't have been sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's still alive, right?
No, Mary died.
Mary
too.
Did die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she raised Frances, the youngest one, and she worked for Standard Oil.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd come home and fix up dinners and take care of everything.
So you've lived your whole life here in Mill Valley.
Yes.
What would you say is the best part about being raised here?
I think years ago it was much better than it is now. Now it's nothing compared to what it was. Then it was so friendly, and you knew everyone that had a store, and you know, you could go sometimes by and they'd give you a taste of cookie or whatever, you know. They were just all so nice downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the fire people were very nice. And the police department, they were all nice.
You miss that?
Yes.
What would you say to people that are living here now about the world that is in Mill Valley? What are your feelings?
Well, they're all different, and they're more self, you know. Because I always had people come in here. I had people from the Mill Valley Rec Center, where I went and belonged and I swam. And I had four tables set up for bridge here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always coming over, and they were always going through the garden. And
You had an open house with a lot of social exchange.
Right. Nice people. Real nice.
So you miss that.
Yeah, it's not the same.
What would you say to the people living here? I mean, what will you say in this interview about the kind of town that we could have here or that you've known?
Well, everyone seems to be different. And they're more not as sociable like they were.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very... People were just so friendly.
Mm-hmm.
No more.
Was it a smaller town? Were there less people when you were growing up?
Well, I think it was less. Oh, yes. Because
mm-hmm.
I know my father had a beautiful vegetable garden. Everything was just... And he raised chickens. And that's right on Blythedale.
Mm-hmm. Your first house was on Blythedale?
That's the only one I can remember.
Where was it on Blythedale?
102 East Blythedale.
Uh-huh.
And now we sold it and we divvied up with whoever was left. And it's an office. Mm-hmm. And then two doors down there was a 106, and that was a rental, and that got sold.
That was your property too?
Yeah. And Mary died. When Mary left, she left the house to me, just to me, which was great because I could use money. Mm-hmm. I needed money badly for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Louis, you certainly do describe a bucolic, wonderful hometown.
Oh, it was. Couldn't have been nicer. It was nice. Very nice.
Yes. And I do hope that the people that live here strive to find that kind of community in our relations, I have to say. I know that you and I first met some years ago when I was walking past and I looked into the window of your beautiful home here, and there was a lovely Christmas tree. Do you remember? Beautiful Christmas tree.
Yeah, right.
You filled the whole room with it. And do you remember you invited me in and gave me the Christmas tour?
No, I don't remember that. I don't think so.
I remember it. You brought me into this lovely room, which was decorated everywhere with Christmas decorations. Yeah. And I believe it was well into January. And
everything was still up.
Yes, everything was still up. And you showed me around, and you were so very gracious, and you showed me your pottery studio.
Oh.
You know, I don't live too far from here. And when we spoke before our interview, you mentioned that you were worried that you wouldn't have your Christmas tree this year. But I've talked to some neighbors, and we're going to be coming over this Christmas to help you with your tree. So we have something to look forward to, don't we?
Yes, yes.
It may not be the same town, but, you know, I think there's a lot of us that yearn to have what you had naturally growing up.
Now they got the group, not Medicare. It's a group that does things for people.
Uh-huh. You mean in Mill Valley here, the village?
The village, yeah.
Yes.
Because Craig and Amy, they took me to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, what happened is just recently, they checked and found out I had an appointment, and they made it that they were going to pick me up and take me.
The Village is a wonderful organization that helps elderly people in town.
Oh.
And there's social events and there's collaboration. And it's not quite like what you had, but there's still a little of that old small
Stephen
town here.
Took down all the decorations for me.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to be coming over this Christmas. We'll help you put them up and we'll help you put them down. And let's have a nice Christmas. How about it?
That would be nice.
Louis, thank you so much for telling me about your beautiful life growing up in Mill Valley.
Oh, it was so nice.
And sharing your experiences and that amazing prison story. Gee whiz, that was rough.
Oh, and I got national ribbons for showing the horse.
Oh, right. So your horses.
Yes, saddlebreds.
Saddlebreds. And you also drew, didn't you tell me you would draw women in gowns?
What?
Didn't you tell me once that you would draw someone would stand and model a gown and you would draw it?
Yes. Oh, you heard that.
You told me, yes.
Because someone just mentioned that. They said, Louis, don't you have any pictures? And I said, oh, I don't think so. But I did. I used to draw the gowns. And they were, my God, beautiful. And the women would go and take that to a tailor or something and get a formal.
Yes. Do you remember when we made our appointment to have this interview and we talked about the meaning of the word interview?
Yeah.
Do you remember I looked it up? And it is to see into.
What?
To the word of interview, the actual meaning is to enter in to seeing another person's and to sharing the view.
Mm-hmm.
It's been wonderful talking with you today because I feel I have entered into your view of things.
Oh.
And I can imagine a Mill Valley that you're describing so well.
It was a wonderful town. It's no longer the same.
But thank you for sharing with me what it once was. And who knows, maybe in the future could be again if we try.
Well, I want to try and get the garden back up.
Yes. Well, to that then, to your garden and to growing things. And with that, we'll conclude our interview. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Okay.
And on behalf of the Mill Valley Library and the Mill Valley Historical Society Oral History Program, thank you for your time and your memories and the sharing of your life.